Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to the Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. And today is February the 27th, 2017, and it's 2018. We have a live show for you on this Tuesday, and if you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 if you would like to call in with any questions or comments as we go along in today's show. But before we do that, let's take care of some of the administrative duties that we need to take care of. Please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. Make your donations at the homepage for this network of www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. Make your donations so that this network can continue to move forward. It will be on air. Without your support, the network will not be on air. We will not have any shows that Black Talk Radio Network and all the programs that have been brought to you by this network will be on air for you to actually engage in and for you to participate in or for you to listen to. It will go dark, and we don't want this institution to go dark because it is a true grassroots institution. So do whatever it is that you can. And one of the ways that you really can help the network is by being a member inside of its BTR community social media platform. And you can do that by going to www.btrcommunity.com. And that membership inside of its social media outlet is a $24 a year membership. And with that $24 a year membership, you can post things about you, your business, and your regular social media activities, but you can gain from it as well. So make sure you do that. It is a membership, and you won't be as adversely affected by the social media space as you would in the other settings in the so-called trickery-free states, such as FedBook is not free at all. So check out that, support the network, and it will help the network continue to be on air. Also, if you would like to buy real, if you would like to acquire real money, you can go to prosperitymint.com, prosperitymint.com, and get your, excuse me, get your precious metals, gold, silver, platinum, palladium, and rhodium is available there. And make sure that you email the Prosperity Mint at info@prosperitymint.com and just say, hey, you're a new buyer, you would like to know the buying process. Someone will get in contact with you and explain that overall process to you. Very important that you do that. Just let them know Dave sent you. You'll be surprised, and we'll get you. I will answer that email. So there's a reason why I'm saying it, and it just can't always say everything, but there's a reason why. Okay, so do that, and then make sure you leave a number so can get back to you, so I can call you and then explain this process to you. Very important. You need to know these things. Okay, so with that being said, we had a little technical difficulties, which happened from time to time. So we're going to jump into right into what's in the news and today's show. Once again, today's show is on February the 20th. Today's the 27th. It's a Tuesday. When fighting for your country really means fighting your country. That is today's show, and is really kind of part two from yesterday's show, and why we need to be protecting our children. So today's show, when fighting for your country really means fighting your country. So that is today's topic, and if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. Area code 704-802-5056. All right, so we're going to jump into what's in the news. This one, I got this article from express.co.uk, which is a British publication. World War III, Pakistan promised to take revenge for devastating India border attack. So check out that recently happened. So I want to know that. Another article, I got this from our brother Griffin. Thank you, Brother Griffin, for putting this and sending this one. And in this one, my commentary is thanks, Monty OP1, for sending. And it says, this is from the Black Agenda Report. I would definitely say, for those of you that are not familiar with Black Agenda Report, most of you probably are, a very good publication to actually get involved in. The real goals of the Russiagate is to prepare for endless austerity and war. Yes, and this is the reason why one of the things that we wanted to start a Candle Radio show to get you prepared. In today's show, we want to talk about some, also applying some of the things that I think is going to, because we could talk aimlessly, but we need to really, really start to apply some things that will benefit us. So check out that article. Great one that's there. Next article, I got this one from Cerebrally Naive Network. Celebrity figurehead Trump calls out celebrity figurehead Bush and celebrity figurehead Obama. He said they did nothing. And what does that mean? That these are clues that they're about to do something. What they're about to do is going to put you in a position of disadvantage if you're not prepared. So please, definitely. Next article, got this from Natural News. Clean air is now the cheapest source of electricity, according to the open market. So check out that article. And then let me just say this. Real energy is, whenever man puts a price on it, it's because man is trying to manipulate what the great creator had given for sustainability or your birthright. The real price of energy is really free. There is no price on it. No, it's not even free. Free means there is a price. This is what energy really is. It is your birth primary unalienable right. So it has no price. It's available, abundantly available. Because free is a price. It's a big difference. And one of the things is energy is priceless. You can't put a price on it. It is really in a benevolent way given because as a gesture of harmony, compassion, sustainability, and more importantly, prosperity. Some would say it's the one of the true acts of love. Yes. Check out that article. Next article, Thomas from NYC posted this one. He got this one from Reuters. It says, Russia's truce plans fail to halt bombing in Syria. So check out that. And Thomas's commentary was, Russia losing control of Syria. No more junior varsity ISIS in there. Now they're running with the big boys. This is Israel's doing. This is Israel doing this. And there's nothing Russia can do about that. So that was Thomas's commentary. I think this is all a part of the paradigm to get into to this whole war thing that is going to explode. See, this is, and I would say this is what has to do with our young people. This is how our young people are going to get drawn in this whole thing, and this is why it's going to be a problem for all of us here. Check out that article. Next article, I posted this one. I got this one from City Lab. The Bleeding of Chicago. And this is going to be one of the things next with the next article. I got this from the ChicagoTribune.com, and this goes along with today's shows. Tracking Chicago shooting victims. Data through Monday, February the 26th, the Chicago Tribune breaking news desk tracks shooting victims in Chicago. Basically, and then this is going to be, I'll get to this one, it's going to be part of today's show. So check that out. Next article, got this from Russia International, RT International. Korea slams U.S. for sanctions in clouds of war, but says it's open for talks. This is a whole setup. And South Korea is actually saying that the U.S. should take this opportunity to talk. This is because they've already unified. It's a setup, y'all. It is going to move into a... My opinion, into a war paradigm. That means you're going to be fighting it, your seed, your children. Some of you will be fighting it. All of us will be adversely affected by it, especially those that won't have any options when it comes to it. And this is why we want you to prepare. And this is going to be part of today's show. So check out that article. Next article, I got this one from Fortune. This Goldman Sachs-backed startup just brought a cryptocurrency exchange. So... they're going to allow the cryptos to go where they want them to go, then boom, cashless society's here, y'all. Got everybody. Make sure you use it to your advantage. So check out that article. Next article, I got this one from Bloomberg.com. Russia's central bank gold hoarding is now bigger than China's. Russia's central bank gold hoarding is now bigger than China's, and this is going to be a part of Financial Friday's Friday. That we'll have very, very important article that's there. If Russia is hoarding gold in real money, are you doing it? They're doing it for, they see the necessity and they know where it's going because they want to maintain control. You should be doing the same, no matter what your overall price points are. Even if you can just acquire a half an ounce of silver, which would be roughly about $12 or $13, or a dime, you should be doing it. That is important. So check out that article. Next article comes from Active Post. I posted this one from Active Post. Cops taking people firearms, selling them, and making 100% profit, and it's 100% legal. Cops are taking people's firearms and selling them to make a profit, and it's 100% legal. It's all a setup, y'all. It's all a setup. Part of today's show as well. Need to be looking at these things so you know and can move and put your energy in a different direction. Next one, I got this one from the Washington Post. Washington's bloody nose strategy on North Korea sounds triumphant. So why does his aides hate it? So check out that article. Need to know that. Next article, I got this one from Strategic Culture. The end game. Russia-NATO spirals invasion in Eastern Europe. No more illusions. Yeah, it's going to happen, y'all, and it's going to be a surprise to everybody, and it's going to come, and and is going to be active, and there's no turning back. Check out that article. Next one article I got from CNBC. CNN Money, Cerebrally Naive Network Money. Fed pick Jerome Powell on Capitol Hill, and what he said today. Raising rates and inflation, crazy. Done deal, y'all. So, but check that out. Next article, Rise posted this one from the New York Times. UN links North Korea to Syria chemical weapons program. Check out that article. That's the case that a lot of people are going to be trying to make, because that is going to be the excuse that's going to be just like MWDs, weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Check out that article. Next article, Rise posted this from BCC. PNG earthquake kills at least 14 people. Next article, Rise, I got this one from The Street. And it says, says, Brother Dave, would you please break this down? Let me make sure I read that right. Please, Brother Dave, break this down, what this means. And what Raz posted this, he got this from The Street. Cannabis, California offers first cannabis, move this down, surety bond to protect the U.S. industry. So, move this down. I will definitely talk about this on Financial Fridays as well. This shows the overall move towards protecting the overall businesses that are using the overall crops of preference. They've created an insurance bond. Very, very telling. Very, very, very, very telling. So check that out. And for me, it means a lot of different things, but I will just give my opinion on that, and we'll do that on Financial Fridays. Great article there, Raj. Next article, Raj posted this one from Lying Like a Fox News. Water may be all over the moon, giving new hopes of sustaining life, without a doubt. Next article, I got this one from RT International. Long peace or intimate war? Study examines when World War III might break out. Check out that article. Next article, this one from Sputnik News. Got this one. Telegram founder to attract $1.7 billion during second presale promises refunds. And this is for the ICO that they created in their token. Your ICO token is the TON token, T-O-N. So check out that. Next article, Rise got this from New York Times. King Saudi shake up the military and security leadership. Saudi King shakes up the military and security leadership. And think this goes is going towards a very important reason. So that is a couple of more. Let me just see here. Also, Rise got this from the Time. Climate change may flood Norway's doomsday seed vault. They plan on putting a lot of cash into that. Next article, Rise posted this one. I saw it. I wasn't going to post it. I'm glad Rise posted. This comes from TechSpot. Coinbase is handing over information on 13,000 users to the IRS, and this is the cryptocurrency company Coinbase. They're going to be handing over their information to the IRS. Let me just say this. Every institution does that. Every institution. And this is the whole part of the whole setup, and we'll definitely take a look at that on Financial Friday as well. We'll take a look at cryptocurrency space and what's going on in the world economically. So check that out. Next article from The Verge. Rise posted this one. Facebook is starting to tell more users about face recognition. Of course, that's how you indoctrinate people. And the last article posted this one. This will be a highlight on Friday. This one comes from Sovereign Man. Treasury Department reports $1.2 trillion loss in 2017 for the U.S. economy. $1.2 trillion loss. And I know we talk about what's going on in the world and what's going on in the news. We've been talking about this for a very, very, for a while. And you hear different numbers. So $1.2 trillion, and roughly they say that the overall U.S. debt is $20 trillion, but when you factor in the unfunded liabilities, you might as well really put it in at $200 to $250 trillion on a conservative measure. So all of these numbers go by and you say, okay, so what? Wow, that's a lot. Well, let me give you an idea of what that really does mean. How about this? If you spent $1 every day, it will take you 360 years to reach $1 trillion. 360 years. The so-called Corporation of the United States was not announced, publicly announced, as a ceremonial corporation until 1776, which is 242 years. That's what was lost that they're admitting. So if they say that they lost $1.2 trillion, so that's roughly about a dollar every... Whoa, it's not a dollar every day. Hold on, let me figure that out real quickly. That's a dollar... I'm sorry, I made a mistake. That's a dollar every minute and a half. That's $1 every 100 minutes. So it's not a dollar a day. I made a mistake on it. I just thought about it. I said, wait a minute. The numbers is off. That's a dollar every 100 minutes. So roughly almost a minute and a half, you're spending a dollar, and that will take you 360 years in order to get to just to $1 trillion. And this is $1.2 trillion, which really means that they lost about $3 trillion, $3 or $4 trillion. So numbers don't lie, but those that put the data in do. So that's what's in the news, and we're going to jump into today's show. If you'd like to get in on it at any time, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. And, yeah, Strategic Melon, that's major. Yeah, this is much bigger than that. When they admit $1.2 trillion, that means they lost about $4 trillion. What are they doing with that? They're leveraging it against you. They want to lose that. They want to lose what everybody is fighting and killing for. And let me, I'm going to get into that, but let me get into the show first before I do that. It's very, very critical. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. Okay, so what I want to do for today's show, and today's show is really kind of part two to yesterday's show in a different phase and aspect. What I really wanted to do is that today's show is that when fighting for your country really means fighting your country. We talked some about the student athletes yesterday and the overall sporting arena and through entertainment. But we really need to focus on this military side because – was talking to a friend, and the subject of self-mutilation came up in a different way, in fashion. And we really do engage in self-mutilation. And the system has taught us that that's okay to engage in our own demise, because that's what they want to do, because they are then going to hypnotize you to do just that. And that's what their whole system does. This is why I never try to classify what the system is, because it's kind of like the wind. You never seen the wind, but you definitely felt the effects of it. Definitely felt the effects of it. And this system has mastered the art of getting the general population of the world to self-mutilate itself. Not in one, two, three areas of their lives. In all phases. The greater the density, the more psychological control that the system has. The fewer the people, the less interest that they have. And these are some of the things that we need to know and prepare for so that we can do what? Have an asymmetrical approach to it to end it. And it's not that this program, this system can't be defeated. Herein lies the problem. When will we, as the general population, realize that it is not in our benefit or it is not in our best interest to engage in this type of climate control? Because once 1, 2, 3, 1,000, a million people decide no more, doesn't matter what weapons the system has, it will not be able to energize those weapons against you. One of the reasons that there's a big push into the AI community. The AI community can't even exist without the energy of the general population. Not even that. So, very, very important. And I want to take a look at this idolatry that we have with the military throughout the world. But I want to particularly take a look at it from what we all are accustomed to here. I want to take a look at it from a micro and macro, from you the individual to the overall collective all, and see how this is always played, and this is one of the tools that allows the system to do what it can't do. The system can't kill you. It can only create the environment in which you will willingly participate to your own demise. Because it's too many and you're too strong. So, what I want to do real quickly, yesterday I didn't get to touch on this, but there was this celebrity figurehead president out of Turkey. And there was a rally, and we talked about it quickly. I didn't get into it. I want to play it. You won't hear it in there. I'm going to play two videos. And I want you to hear what happened. And we briefly talked about how there was a rally to reestablish the Ottoman Empire. And reestablishing the Ottoman Empire, which was one of the most brutal military empires the world has ever known by the history that gets recorded in the books that maintains the system. That means World War III, folks. That means engagements against Syria, Greece, that whole region. And that's what's really unfolding. But I want to take a look at what happened, and you can look at what happened in Turkey and apply that to what's happening here. So let me just set the stage for you. The president, celebrity figurehead of Turkey, was at a Ottoman Empire reestablishment where they want to reestablish the Ottoman Empire. And that can only be done militarily. So at this rally, there's people that are there. They're all cheering and everything else. And he sees a young lady, a young girl, in the audience in full battle uniform, or a uniform, a military uniform. And he calls her up and says that if and when she becomes a martyr, the state will honor her. And she cries. And she cries because of this. Not because she's afraid that, yes, I'm going to die, but she cries because she had been conditioned by the school, and the parents reinforced it. The overall society reinforcement, the government reinforced it, and you can't tell her anything now because her free will is moving there. And she cried from the standpoint of that's what she wanted to do.
Dave, can you hear me?
And this is, yeah, I can hear you, Scotty.
Yeah, I'm having some issues with my browser. I'm trying to clear up some space for videos. Do you have a means of playing that video? If not, give me more time to clear up my audio
issues. I do.
Okay, great. No, but I was about to say that, Dave. Now, you was in the U.S. military. I did my basic training at Fort Jackson. And we do the same thing. The United States, I don't want to say we, but we as a society, yes, I'll say we do offer up our children in that same fashion. We don't call them martyrs, but that's what the system is going to do. Martyr.
Oh, Scotty, your video went out. Your audio went out. I'm sorry, Scotty. Go back to, we do the same thing as what was the last thing we heard you say.
Yeah, so I was just thinking about all the parents that showed up to our graduation from basic training, including even my uncle who drove down in South Carolina. Fort Jackson ain't too far from where we live, but it was important to him. He was a Vietnam veteran, and it was important to him that I graduated, and he even drove down, took time off, drove down to attend my graduation, and all the hundreds, and I imagine in a year, the thousands of parents that go there to just basically do the same thing, offer up their children. I mean, that's what the whole saluting the flag and the ceremonies in sports with the flag and the militarized police talking about respect the flag. That's what that's all about. Psychologically condition us to think that, hey, you're a hero if you go lose a leg in Iraq, or if you get murdered in Afghanistan. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. That's exactly it, Scotty, and that's what some of the things that I wanted to put, because we do that. And I would say this. The way that we do it, the passive-aggressive way that we do it, is even more destructive. See, we would look at something that Hitler did and say how awful it is what Hitler did. That's because the system told you to hate Hitler. So it would get you to focus on Hitler so you won't see the creeds and the deeds that they're doing right now. And then you would condone it. And then you would say, yes, we need to come to arms against that, and not even know this is the key. Whenever you use poison, it kills you and those that you inject it with, because this poison is a controlling poison to control your energy, your mind, so that you will surrender and to hypnotize you to give up your overall sovereignty for citizenship. The mockery of who you truly are. This is why many of us run around here so mentally ill and unstable, unbalanced. Because we've been placed unbalanced. So what I want to do, I'm going to play it. I'm all set up, ready to go. I'm going to play the Turkish version. Then I'm going to play a commentary in English for you to hear what happened. So just give me 1 second. Everything is good to go.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, you got it?
Yeah, let me play that, man, because it's better, you know, it's better when I play it on my system. All right, so I got it up. So you want me to, the one that's written in Turkish, you want that one to play first?
Yeah, and then the other one that's in commentary English, so that, yes. Because I want people to feel what was happening there and hear what was happening there.
Okay,
yes,
this first one is about almost 2 minutes long. Okay, people, here we go.
Yeah.
Bak, şurada ne var? Kız, sen ne yapıyorsun orada?
That's the Turkish president.
Yeah.
İşte bizim bak bordo berelilerimiz de var. Ama bordo bereli ağlamaz.
She's on the stage, he just kissed her on both cheeks. Got his arm
evet.
around her.
Je, Yarbay, bordo bereli, maşallah. Türk bayrağı da cebinde. Şehit olursa bayrağı da inşallah örtecekler. Her şey hazır.
God willing.
Değil mi?
Kissing on her again.
Maraş'tan bir haber geldi. Dediler ki Merik öldü. Keşke Merik ölmeseydi. Mahir sen Merik'i biliyor musun? Biliyorsun. Kesileydi elim kolum. Bunlar da çok yakında keşke yapmasaydık diyecekler. O zaman belki bu türkü dillerinin ucuna gelecek ama iş işten geçmiş olacaktır. Bu böyle biline.
That's it, Dave.
Okay. And now, I mean, let me just lay this out real quick while Scotty plays the other one real quick. And what you saw there was that there was probably maybe about a thousand or so people that were there in the auditorium. It was all staged. A little girl salutes him, and then the security goes and picks her up, snatch her up, and bring her on stage. And she cries. Because she's proud to be a Turkish citizen because she's been taught that by her parents when she had no clue before that as a true person what that means as a true human being until she was indoctrinated.
Hey Dave, I would
into
say
the overall agenda.
I would say that little girl looked like she was 5 years old, I give it 6 at the most. And that's like a real, you know, that's how old my oldest grandson is. And I know he don't comprehend, you know, anything like nation state or national pride or anything like that.
None whatsoever. Scotty, if you would play, I wanted everyone to hear the celebrity figurehead president of Turkey and then everybody, the crowd and everything else. If you get a chance, I post it inside of BTR community. Look at it for yourself. Scotty, if you would, play the English commentary.
All right, here we go. I got it queued up. Trying to get it to play now. Give me just a second.
Yeah, no problem.
Turkey's president sparks outrage after telling crying girl she will be honored if she is martyred after spotting her in a military uniform. The Turkish president has appeared in a bizarre video in which he assures a sobbing child in military uniform that she would get state honors if killed while fighting. Recep Tayyip Erdogan was heard commenting, "If she's martyred, they'll lay a flag on her," at a televised congress of his AK party. He made the comment, on live television, in front of cheering supporters who urged him to carry on with the military offensive against Kurdish fighters in Syria's northern Afrin region. Critics have condemned his action as the same sort of child abuse for propaganda purposes as carried out by Islamic State fighters. In the event the young girl, estimated to be about 5 years old, dressed as a soldier seems to catch the attention of Mr. Erdogan, who then invites her to the stage, the BBC reported. "Look what you see here. Girl, what are you doing here? We have our maroon berets here, but maroon berets never cry," he told her, referring to the beret worn by the Turkish Special Operations Forces. She has a Turkish flag in her pocket too. If she's martyred, they'll lay a flag on her, God willing, he said during the Congress in the southern town of Karamanmars on Saturday. She is ready for everything, isn't she? The girl replied, yes. Mr. Erdogan then kissed her face and let her go. The president's comments were immediately condemned on Twitter. One person likened them to child abuse, while another said the president was wrong to say God willing to the death of a child. The president's actions were also criticized by the pro-Kurdish People's Democratic Party, HDP, that opposes Ankara's operation in the Afrin region. The mindset that abuses children by promising them death will lose, the party said in a tweet. The president's latest comments, however, do not appear to have dampened the enthusiasm of his supporters of him or of his Syria offensive. They do not appear concerned that Erdogan's own sons have evaded military service, while he routinely emphasizes the importance of martyrdom as a means of securing Turkey's future. Turkey on 20 January launched a major operation aimed at ousting YPG Kurdish forces from their enclave of the northwestern town of Afrin. The president earlier this month said troops would also move east to Manbij, where unlike Afrin there is a U.S. military presence. Commentators say such a move would...
Okay, so... And I would just say this. I posted both of those inside of VTR Tando Radio Show. Here's the, some of the significance, and I would love to hear from you all as we get ready to go to a commercial break when we come out of the commercial break. What was done there by the celebrity figurehead of Erdogan in out of Turkey, a couple of things that were very, very important. Said to a so-called picture out of the crowd, no, it was staged. Most important, some of the important things he said, she is ready, isn't she? Meaning this, that they're going to give all the opportunity in the world for the children, not just of Turkey, but the children throughout the world, to make a pledge of allegiance to their flags and to lose their physical life doing it as a sacrifice to their ritual practice, demonic ritual practice. And he said again, she is ready. Because they realize that their schools have thoroughly prepared all of the children to be the perfect slaves. This is why they take young people at the youngest age and try to indoctrinate them and to hypnotize them into, because they're so impressionable at those ages, to giving up their free will out of obedience. And when he said God willing, he meant it. When he said inshallah, God willing, he meant it. Because it wasn't the great creator he was talking about. It was the God program that religion has brought about. Like on your Federal Reserve note, says in God we trust. That's the same one that they put this system in place, that being the system itself is the God, not the great creator. And it's not just him. He's a celebrity figurehead. These countries don't go to war with each other. What they do is the system goes to war against the people, and they are the ones that die. Germany supposedly lost the war. How is Germany still in existence if you lost the war? Because Germany is his own person, his own corporation that has statehood, that has an existence. This is why those of you that create, have a business, you have to, in the U.S., you get what's known as what? Your federal ID, that's the business social security number. That's the business recording number of a person. Germany didn't lose the war. All those people that fought in that war lost. regardless of what side they were on. And that is still going on today, and it's even worse here. When we get ready to come back out of commercial break, we'll take a look at it, and I would love to hear from you all. 704-802-5056 is the number. Give us a call. We'd love to talk to you. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. We got a caller in queue. Get ready to go to that caller right now. But just before we do, I just want to say one thing. Notice he said that the celebrity figurehead, he said that she's wearing a red or a burgundy beret or something like that. Burgundy berets don't cry. Do you see the overall gangsterism that's right there, the colors and everything else? See, they do these things in all levels, on the streets and in the corporate room, boardroom, and in the so-called sovereign nationalistic movements as well. He was calling out his colors. That's criminal-minded. That's organized crime. That's what they do. They have an allegiance to inanimate objects so that you can never look at what is really controlling. There's no mistake there. No mistake there at all. So we got a caller in queue. We got a caller out of Oklahoma. Welcome, caller out of Oklahoma. If you would like to say your name, you could do that. But what is your question or comment? Just let us know where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Peace, brother.
What up there, bruh?
Man, this is Mel, man. I'm just like, what? She's ready? She's ready? That sounds so like a pedophile.
Yeah.
That was eerie to me, man, to hear that. You know, I have daughters, and I'm like, man, that was crazy. My question, well, first, my comment is, for everybody listening, man, if you have children that come, if you birth children in this world, do not take them to their hospitals and get them basically registered for this upcoming situation. Get you a doula, get a midwife, get somebody and have them at home. Don't get them inoculated with they drugs and they poisons. Have your children at home. They don't need to be registered. But my question is, what is your solution? Like, how can I protect my baby from that, man? I mean, how can I protect my baby from the lottery?
Wow. Well, and you know, I think it's very true. You don't have to register your child. Your child will still live and be healthy. Registering your children is only going to expose them to all of the illnesses. And I definitely think there is no death by natural causes. Everyone was summarily murdered here. And my man asked, well, what can we do to protect our children? It's easy and difficult. And all sovereignty. You know, one of the things is that the great creator gave us sovereignty. It's up to us to maintain it. That's where the energy comes in. Well, we have to now. We were given it. Now we have to use our energy to maintain it. We're going to have to refuse. And what the brother said, absolutely, I believe, is you'll have more benefit by not giving your children vaccinations. You'll have more benefit by not registering your children. How do you not register your children? Like the brother said, you can have a doula. There's choices. You just have to make them. Now, when it comes to those that are, I'm going to just tell you what my standpoint is. Here's me. Can't tell anybody else to do. There is no, I can only say for me, there is no institution that is going to tell my children that are minors that they're going to have to go fight for their causes. Knowing this, that every decision that you make, you can do whatever it is that you want, but everything that you do bears consequences. And when I tell them no, then there's going to be a physical altercation, meaning that my overall physical energy will not be able to withstand the onslaught of the physical energy that will be brought upon us. But guess what? I still said no, and I meant it. So at some point, you have to determine what's important to you. Does that mean that if you would go by way of a physical, will you lose that overall battle? But yes, but one of the things that you will gain is what? You use all of your energy to maintain your sovereignty. That was all that you really were required to do. You won. So there is no, I don't care how many nukes you got. I don't care how many submarines you got. I don't care what you... When it comes to my daughter, no. And my no means by all the energy that I could produce, you're not going to do it. And I know and I realize that what that means is that there will be a physical altercation that I will lose my physical, my overall physical life. The great transformation will be had. Well, I'm going to make it anyway and might as well be on this, on a principle. So you and all your comrades and minions that will try to enforce that, somebody going to get it and go with me. But even if they don't go with me, if I go alone, no one is taking my daughter. No one is taking my children. That's just my stand. Does that mean that you lose? No. You're going to have to face it. I mean, because when we go into, I'm going to tell you what happens. When we go into this war scenario, they're going to be drafting the young men. But you got to remember where the U.S. military is right now. It's depleted. It's war torn. It is fleeced. So they're going to have to go into a new pool of talent. Where do you think that new pool of talent is going to come from? The same kids that have been protesting about guns in Florida are the same ones that's going to be given ARs to fight the cause of the flag, the colors. These colors don't run. See, they glorify that gangsterism, but then they want to ostracize the street gangsterism. But see, they don't really ostracize it. They leverage it. They leverage it.
Nicholas Cruz was in the ROTC, Dave.
Yep. Nicholas Cruz. Who's Nicholas Cruz, Scotty?
The alleged 19-year-old who shot up.
The 19-year-old. Exactly. That's right. I knew that. Right. Exactly. Right. Was in the ROTC. That's right. I did know that, and I'm glad. Right. And then not only that, he was on what? Psych meds. Guess what? Even if they don't give you a prescription of psych meds, every single person is on psych meds here. It's called school. It's called school. And here, what is known as the Corporation of the United States, it's even worse because what they try to do is this. They try to glorify it. This is how they glorify it here in the States to get you to do it. They get young boys. First thing that they want to teach them to do is they show movies. They show different movies. Throughout. You look at all of the movies that are geared to young men. It's geared to young men for them to do what? Be the perfect soldier for who? The colors. Then they had the parades and how honorable it is. It was your grandfather. They responded to tyranny and everything else. And it is foolish publication that we fall for. A murder is murder. See, we look at, whenever you see a serial killer, you look at Bundy and some of the other serial killers, and you can see how wrong they are. But none of us ever look at the overall presidents, kings, prime ministers that are political serial killers and kill far more people than 17 people out of 17 victims out of Florida. And we say that those 17 victims are the ones that we should be the cause and should be the overall fight for our freedom, while the same institutions that you are begging for reprieval from is the ones that's going to send you, your sister, your brother, your daughter, going to send your asset over to somewhere else to die for their overall cause of controlling everybody else. And we're too foolish and blind and stupid to see it, because we don't want to see it. We want to be a part of the system as long as it's beneficial to us. And we actually put into position what our overall price is. Meaning, I'll do whatever. As long as they not messing with me, as long as I get mine. See, we really don't want, we want freedom. We don't want sovereignty. It's a big difference between freedom and sovereignty. See, freedom, we want to be able to benefit from the system that's been in place to suppress everyone around the world, as long as it doesn't do it to us. Nobody wants to be a slave, but everybody wants to have one. So we want to be able to gain from that system, and guess what? We sell ourselves out for crumbs while the system takes it all. Those that control the real, those that control the real resources, they don't have the illnesses that you have. They don't have the illnesses that we have. They don't have the overall food that we have. Because they control those resources, because what they engage in is the benefits of the real resources for their overall furtherance of their agenda, while they create synthetic existence in a facade for all of us. This is why everything we put in our mouths is basically synthetically fake, because that's where man's disease infiltrates our bodies. And we do it here in the States in a different way. Here in the States, they glorify the killing. That's why every movie you see is about killing. That's why at every sporting event, they have the military there. They make you pledge allegiance. They teach you at a very young age. They indoctrinate you from the very young age to get you out of your bed at home, where you can get an education so that you will go to the institution of schooling. And the first thing you do is say the pledge. And then they say, for God and country and family. And what they do, they've created a trinity that's all about them. They're the God, they're the country, and they're the family. We don't even recognize it. The overall family structures that we have has been dictated and put into place by the system itself. There is no collusion. There is no cooperations within the neighborhoods. There's separation. That's what the system wants. That's the family structure. And then this is why we have such toxic relationships within our own families, because there is no cooperation. Everybody is fighting for the crumbs of the system. Man, when are we going to look at this for what it is? One of the things think it's very beneficial for us to break the hypnotism. How do you break the hypnotism? You focus past what you can see. What you see with your eyes is a facade. Your true perception, your true vision can be projected. And we're not projecting ourselves. And so our energy has no target other than what it sees immediately. So what we do is we, whatever is put in front of us, and they put all of the advertisement in front of us, and the constant bombardment of advertisement is that you shall obey. Here are the rules that you can't break, else you'll have a horrible life. And guess what we do? We see that enough, and we believe that as so, and then we obey. Once we give our energy of obeying, I remember when I went into the military at Parris Island at the so-called MEPS. I think that's what it was, where you first go in Newark, New Jersey. They had us raise our hand and to make a pledge. While everybody else was talking, you know what I was doing? I was mumbling. They said, state your name. I said, state your name. Because I knew something was completely wrong, and something was a ritual demonic something about it, but I couldn't put my finger on it because I was so young and unexperienced. And you can't tell me, look at all of those individuals that went to Afghanistan, Iraq, that's going to be going into other places. Look at all of the past wars in the past 20 years. Look at all those campaigns. What were those campaigns for? Where young people were actually losing their overall lives. Because once you enter a combat zone, once you enter that theater, you can never go back the same, regardless of what you experience. And the more you experience, the deader you become. You can never go back to an innocence. And when you get back, with all of the ills that you have, illnesses, the injuries, you know what they do? They say to you to prove it. Because they use you all up. They don't need you anymore. What they need to do is have more glorification to get the ones that they haven't harvested that energy for. And what that harvest energy does is it gives them leverage to control the world. You fight for the resources and you hand it over to the overall government. You fight each other for the resource, and guess what? The resources were never, ever in threat. What has to happen is that they have to have the diversion of war to be able to move those resources so you won't even recognize their overall sustainability and their overall power and their overall true intrinsic value. They don't have all the oil in the world. They don't have all the gold in the world. They don't have all the food in the world. They don't have all the clean water in the world. But with a system of subjugation and enslavement, they do. Because without that system, they can't harvest it. Within that system, all the resources are theirs. But they make the rules that everyone else obeys. And I'm going to tell you, from what I'm seeing, they're about to set up another depopulation program. Because the population of the world has grown to where it's becoming more difficult. People are starting to challenge the system. People aren't starting to obey. People are starting to move into where they want to have their own sovereignty. Not the falsehood of freedom. This is why they have to confuse with so many bombardments of so many groups, because groups do what? It divides. Division. There's so much divisions, and they're getting people to fight for the overall freedom through division. There is no fighting of acquiring freedom by collective prudence. You fight for freedom. And you, and one of the things that you, way that you fight for freedom is that you have to be at someone else's throat. You identify yourself with your group, you pick up a weapon, and then you go for yours and the crumbs that are get thrown on the ground. Just like they ball up the small crumbs, the resources, and they throw it at your feet. They throw it at our feet collectively. Say, oh, you go fight for that. Go pick it up. Pick it up. And it's not going to be enough to sustain you. So you'll be back fighting for those crumbs that I throw at your feet. And they constantly do that. And what happens is that we get so inundated in thinking that's the only way to eat. So then we never really look at making decisions as a warrior. We only react as a soldier. Soldiers follow orders. Warriors plan to maintain their sovereignty. Warriors think about, warriors act on sovereignty. Here in this system, we obey. You hear all the time that we're not doing anything. No, we're doing so much. We're being so obedient that nothing changes. Our obedience to the system is our demise. Our obedience is our demise. And because we think as soldiers, how many times do we reinforce that? You're a good soldier. On the streets, in the corporate world, in the geopolitical world, we do that. And within our overall family structures, we don't harvest warriors. Because what a soldier can never do what a warrior thinks. Because a warrior thinks about sovereignty, self-determination. A soldier just says, who am I supposed to fight today? Without question. Think about those of you that were in the military is this. You don't ask questions. You don't get to think about anything. You just do what? You obey. And it took them a time period to break that down in you. But they were actually started breaking down your free will, breaking down who you are to rebuild you from the time that you were born. When you came out of your mother's womb and that doctor smacked you. That was the first obedient whipping. Then they fingerprinted, then they footprinted you. Then they identified you. Then they took you from your parents and placed you in their incubator. The process. We don't look at it. We think it's no problem. Let that ritual. We don't even look at it as a ritual. We make excuses for the system. Oh, that's what they're supposed to do. That's exactly right. That's why everybody was cheering for that little girl to go up there to be a martyr. Well, let me tell you something. Your daughters and our sons are going to be martyrs for the system too. I fell for it because I didn't know. Because there was no one. There was no one, no religious group, no organization that was telling me to think for myself. It was individuals that were doing it. My brother told me to question everything. If you're going to do something, question it and learn from it. Because all of the institutions that were getting all of the funding, all of them were actually had the overall propaganda platform because they were fully funded to maintain the overall direction of demise. And you know what those organizations were. If you heard about them on school and heard about them on TV, they were working for those that put the TV together and put the schools together, meaning they weren't working for you. all of them. We don't like to look at the truth, but the truth stands alone. Because that's the great propaganda. The whole world is a stage. If you really wanted to get some truth, it came by the whispers of individuals that were not rich, that were not prestigious, did not have great influence by the world, was not looked upon as a guidance or everything else, because that was not popular within the system for people to be developing and cultivating and nurturing self-determination. Those individuals were a threat. And how do you defeat those individuals? You make them poor as you possibly can to where they don't speak within the system. They're not popular. They're not glorified. They're not propagandized. Nothing gets on that TV unless it serves the purpose of the sponsors. And we've been set up the whole way through to obey. From the rituals of all of the fundamental practices.
I have a
all
question,
of them
Dave.
Were nonprofit organizations or corporate organizations are receiving from the system to maintain the overall direction. And it's not a popular thing. I'm not going to say some popular things, but I really don't care. I really don't care, because this system has been utilizing its leverage way before I got here. It'll be here way after. So we got a couple of minutes. My man Scotty said he got a question. Go ahead, Scotty. L.A. Ramon, I saw what you said, and Brother Griff, I did too. I'm going to try to get to those real quick. Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, my question is, now, think about it in the context of contracts. In that context, like, ooh, let's say that I'm a professional sports player and I sign a contract. I have, even though, well, we're not going to bring college into it, but professional, where you're being compensated,
mm-hmm,
you know, for your energy that you're spending on the field and in the weight room and you know, in the film study room and all, you're spending energy, and they're being compensated for that. So I'll give them mm-hmm, that. The college students, not so much. But a professional athlete and a college students can choose to walk away from that contract at any time without a criminal penalty, correct? Am I correct in that? Even if I contract for 6 years to go run, let's say, a corporation like AT&T. And then 3 years into it, I'm like, I don't like the direction of the company. I'm resigning. I can walk. I can get out of that contract by just simply walking away from it, right?
In some cases, yeah.
What about an enlisted soldier? Can they walk away from that contract without losing their freedom?
No.
Without being put behind bars? So my question is
right,
that another form of enslavement that this system is running? We got the prison slavery, the college athletic sports slavery, and we got the
military
slavery. Am I making sense? Yeah. Are you following me?
100%, because that's what all of this is about. And Scotty, I didn't even think about that. I mean, we knew that was true once we got in there. And everything else, but when we look at it from a contract standpoint, you're absolutely right. In the military, you give up all of your sovereignty. You give up everything. You give up even their overall freedom. You can't just say, you know what, I quit.
Now,
and you think,
Dave,
about it, these are young people that is not even have no life experience.
Dave, now, they do make exception for family hardship. That's the only exception that I can think of. But officers,
yep,
I think they are allowed to resign. And so who are the officers in the military?
To relinquish their commission.
Yeah, they can and walk away. But enlisted soldier, which is mainly the poor, what they call the poor, middle class, you, me, you know, our cousins, our family members. That's enlisted is mainly us. We can't walk away without severe penalties.
Yep, under the threat of punishment. And let me just say this. I want you to think about what man creates. Man always creates the threat of punishment. What if you're not a good religious person? There's a threat of punishment. Because it's all a scam. All a scam. So, Scotty, you took it in a different, and I'm so glad you did, because that's true. That is in enslavement. You're going to go fight this war. And if you say, no, I don't want to fight this war, and what's the penalty for that one? No, I'm not going to fight this war. Oh, you're not going to jail. They can have the judge, jury, and executioner right there. And why do they do that? Not for the individuals that they shoot. It's for those individuals that would think about following that same type of strength. You want to be like him? Foul. Look at him now. Because they already know they lost that individual. They can't control them. So now that what they're going to do is leverage it to their advantage. So listen, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. Give us a call in the next half hour. I want to talk about some of the things that we should be thinking of, or just some of the things that we should be thinking about and preparing. There's a couple of things that I'm noticing wanted to bring to your attention. Listen to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Freestyle. Free like birds and trees, free like open seas, free like the change of seasons, and that is the reason we need to stop killing American soldiers without a reason. Freestyle. Fighting a war for money, control, and America's own treason. Disloyal to our own, but we go to other nations and we make their houses our homes. What about our homes? What about our houses? In this war that ain't about you, ain't about me, and damn sure ain't about America's civil liberties, because we got Americans dying behind gunfights, crooked cops, babies crying, presidents lying, black men a statistic, AIDS, and this shit is quite twisted. The streets sweep, babies missing, and mama's wishing they daddies was there, and it makes me want to holler because it seems like we no longer care. Freestyle, free life, freeing the street soldiers from this war in progress, because it's on the street too, and it too is about greed and power. We need the government to wake up and take a truth shower. We need us to get us free, because they don't know what's best. Probably ain't never seen 7-year-old little boys wearing bulletproof vests to protect their chest, because ghetto children run free, and they run free through free bullets that's ready to rip through chest. Free bullets ready to lay to rest anyone in their way. See, free bullets run free through playgrounds where ghetto children run free all day. Freestyle. Let me await to see the day when I am free like birds that fly high up in the sky, flapping wings able to elevate while my mind accumulates thoughts of being free, because my voice is not free like freedom of speech should be. Freestyle. Freestyle.
Like a spoiled child.
No, I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056. And just want to, you know, here in the States, they've so glorified the system, but they really glorified you making the martyrism and the sacrifice of our young people. That was the real trick. They tricked the parents so that they would say they're proud of their children for fighting for their country. What does that mean? What does that really mean? You're not fighting for your country. You're obeying their overall orders to your demise. And after you go and you get harmed, mentally, physically, if you come back, and when you do come back, watch what fighting for your country will do for you. Oh, yeah, they do it just like most other organizations. They'll get one or two people that they'll have off as a celebrity figurehead that'll be articulate to say this is the best thing. And then you know what they do? Because of the fear and the cowardism and the punks that they've already created through their school systems, the punk in all of us say, yeah, yeah, I agree with that person. One of the things that subjugate and enslave is you have to breed cowards. You have to breed cowards. And you have to breed the mental minus of people. They're too afraid to ask questions because they're too afraid of confrontation. Too afraid because of you want to be popular and want to go along with it. They're too afraid to get in a real fight for sovereignty. So we got another caller in queue. Want to go to that caller really quickly. Is out of South Carolina. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. If you would like to state your name, but just state where you're from, and what is your question or comment?
Always good to hear the voice of a friend, my brother.
Oh, my brother. I didn't. That one tricked me. I totally forgot about that number.
Yeah, well, it's okay.
Brother Davis, go ahead. Go ahead, Brother Davis. The floor is yours.
Yeah, well, my brother, I'm going to tell you, I listen to your show. Once again, you give us some heavy content. But I also want people to understand that everything that you're saying is what's going on outside of them. They got to be carried inside of them. Our battle has always been going on. Why? Because the system is designed to push it forward. Whether we're fighting with our bodies because of the food that we put in it, or whether we're fighting with the kind of knowledge we need to know the quality of the food. But this whole concept is always on a Western level. We have been understanding all these shows on Wednesday night how to elevate. Elevating means paying attention to who we are, to know thyself, and to rise above the circumstance. And that's why I have to hear me use the term the divine being. The divine being is who you truly are. So tomorrow night's show, we're going to focus on the right things to eat in order to edify our bodies physically so that we can approach the metaphysical level and understand the control we have over the etheric body. And what is the best part about this is that this is accessible to everybody. It's just that they
right.
don't want you to, because literally, they can't control it. And see, what we fail to realize is that when we do things that move us back to the natural order, meaning when we start eating right, our body starts to develop according to the original way it was supposed to develop. We attach to the cosmological energies that we were born to be able to be in touch and communicate with, then we open doors. And in opening them doors, we receive sacred knowledge through meditation that allows us to soar on a greater level, or the way we see it is the most savage that has ever been. Why? Because it's based on fear. Your fear of dying. See, we don't die. You heard Dave tell you many times. Energy. Okay, if you listen and you have the mindset of a Westerner, you think when your body dies, all you're going to get is flowers of words. No, it's not like that. That's why you have to learn to develop that spiritual nature.
Kind of transition.
Because literally, it's preparing you for what is called the transformation or the transition. Because energy doesn't die. So tomorrow night's show is going to be two whammy because my wife is going to be discussing the attributes of food and how your body identifies it, what happens when it goes into your body, and the type of vitamins and minerals that literally are produced by certain foods and why they have to be done like that in order to fortify the different chambers of what the food and the nutrition is needed to strengthen. And it's going to be a good conceptual show, and I'm going to tell you why. Because everything you learn on Wise Wednesday connects So, looking forward to tomorrow night's show. This is Brother David and...
Mr. David.
All right! Peace, Brother David. You doing it, my man.
Wait. Hold on, Brother Davis and Sister David. Let me just say this. Wise Wednesday, you can't miss. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. One of those shows you can miss. You should never miss Wise Wednesday. It's too important. Because what the Davis, what Brother and Sister Davis do is that they get us back to who we truly are. They always focus on what was given to us out of harmony, what was given to us as sustainability. And that's really the answer to everything, not just some things, everything. And so it was so beautiful to hear Sister Davis and Brother Davis talking. Do you see the cooperation that's there? Wise Wednesday, you have to, and Brother Davis definitely fortune us all tomorrow. And Brother Davis is always on Wise Wednesday, and you'll see how they go together and how they bring it all to us. Because you know what? The real answers to everything has not been really far from us. What's been far from us is our ability to say that was acceptable or not. A weighing out, do I want to give up this for that there? And what we've done is that we've decided always to be in the system. Well, the system is too good because it's the only thing that we've known. This is why Brother Davis and Sister Davis want you to meditate so you'll come out of your physical. You'll leave this body. And when you leave this body, you start to explore the energy of the universe. Not the overall subjugation in the malevolent energy of this world. So, Wise Wednesday tomorrow. Brother and Sister Davis, so looking forward to it tomorrow. Thank you for who you are and what you guys do for us. I greatly appreciate it, and I know all of the listeners. So, Wise Wednesday tomorrow. Can't miss that one. Have your pen and paper in hand, and make sure you call in with your questions, because at some point and at some time, everything that we learn on Wise Wednesdays, it's so funny, I'll end up having a challenge to apply that hour, 2 hours, or sometime later that week. It's never, and I kind of look back and I chuckle and I laugh, because that's how the universe comes. And my brother told me, he said, David, never forget, hear a train, don't see no tracks. That's how the great creator comes. So make sure you're here. So Wise Wednesday tomorrow, Brother Davis, Sister Davis, looking forward to that. Tomorrow, bring your pen and paper for all the listeners and ask questions. We're going to need it. You're going to need it. We're going to need it. So much love and much respect.
Brother Dave, I do want to mention that he will be traveling and I will be stationary. So he might go in and out. That's why we're going to do a little tag. So if he loses some of his reception, then I'll just continue because he'll be driving. At East Coast Mountain, you know, or in that kind of area. So,
but it's a great show, and I'm looking forward to it, because guess what? You can use what we can give. Y'all be blessed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Much love, much respect, Brother and Sister Davis. So tomorrow, Wise Wednesday, you don't want to miss that. Okay, if anyone else, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. And I would say that one of the things that was so great about, we're going to have to create, if we didn't create the system, we can't go into a system with blind faith, because blind faith is always the first step to genocide. We're going to be living under someone else's directive control. And is it really worth us doing that? The only thing that we've ever known is that we've only known captivity until we decided for ourselves to walk away from it. And it has to be a conscious decision, just like it has to be a conscious decision to maintain the same direction within the system. They can't make you do anything. No one can make you do anything. No one can make you do anything. The decisions are always ours. But see, one of the things is that what happens is that we don't get the truth. And so since we don't get the truth, we don't get the right choices. And sometimes what is presented to our eyes, we have to be able to see through, to focus through. Whenever you talk to someone, make eye contact with them. Not because you're looking at in their eyes, but be able to have a projective conversation beyond what your eyes see. Focus beyond that individual while engaging. Focus within their spirit. And with every circumstances, I think that's very, very important. Don't just look at the periphery. Don't look at the sensory things. Focus beyond that. Project your energy. Project your free will. Project your sovereignty. Shoot for the horizon and far past it with your vision. In everything you do, practice it. I think that is a form of meditation. You can actually meditate while still engaging in a full conversation with someone and still be in tune to everything and be connected with that individual. So I think is a choice that we all have. And I'm seeing some disturbing things. I noticed I came back from Jersey, and while I was in Jersey and came back to Texas and been a couple of places in Texas, and I'm starting to notice some things. I wanted to bring this to you all attention. We all know that the war paradigm is going to be jumping off, I think. Well, it's not going to be jumping. It's been jumping off. It's going to expand itself. But I'm starting to notice that there's our overall goods on shelves is really starting to be minimized. The next time you start going into stores, look at how little inventory they now have. And I'm noticing more and more missing inventory. And I don't think that that is a coincidence. The overall economic collapses that we go through is actually a plausible deniability for the system of control. But I've been really noticing that stores, major stores, there's an inventory shortage. I don't know if you all have noticed it, but I definitely noticed it within the major cities. There's definitely inventory problem, and it's being masked. And it just kind of caught my attention. I was actually got back from Jersey, and I was talking to Roz. I said, Roz, I noticed something. Check it out for me. Tell me what you see. I noticed it. And then right after I talked to Roz, the next day I went and did some things. I noticed it again at different places. And I'm talking about I noticed it at some small stores. Then I first was introduced to it at some of the major supermarkets. And it is one of those things where it is a slow, methodical approach to not having things on the before the big push happens. So how do you – what I'm seeing is that I think I'm seeing the first layers of where you'll see less and less stuff on the shelf so that your eye gets accustomed to seeing that. And I don't know if you all have noticed it, but I definitely have. And I've noticed it in some of the cities. I've hit a couple of cities in the past couple of weeks. And I noticed it everywhere I went, everywhere I've gone, from the major places. Another thing I noticed is that if you don't have some necessary items for you as an individual, it can be very difficult to get it at a moment of need. What do I mean by that? Let's say you need a specific item in the middle of the night. If you don't already have that in today's world, major cities or anything, you won't be able to get it. So the overall selection and the quality of the selection and the quantity of selections for different things is really being diminished. I want you to really pay attention to that. And for those of you that can prepare for that, do it. I don't think that you'll be wasting your energy, your time. Think that you'll be creating options for you. So it was one of the things that I noticed in the past couple of days. So I want to start to wrap it up, and I want to just say this. The system has been around for a very long time, and this system has been challenged by many, and all that have challenged it have won. You just don't hear about their victories. The system always seems to write history, and history is always kind to them because the system writes it. But I think there's a legacy that we all need to start to write among ourselves. How our overall self-determining sovereignty, we used it in a collective prudence way with others. And when we do that, it's very easier for us to be able to mitigate the obstacles that this system throws before us. Because very rarely does the system target you individually. It targets everyone collectively, and it allows its minions to target you directly. They put in a lot of work. Took them a long time to perfect this. But what has to happen is that we have to break the tapestry of this one thread of it at a time by not participating. Create your own direction. Be sovereign, self-determined. Develop collective prudence among the same individuals and living entities that resonate with you. Develop that. That's priceless. And that's the answer and the solution to them all. So, remember, how can man give you death and man never gave you life? Can't happen. So it is all worthwhile. So listen, everyone, we're getting ready to get out of here. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And much love and much respect to you all. And remember, before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Tomorrow, Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you all soon. Brother Braggs, if you'd be so kind to chime us out, greatly appreciate you all. Peace.
Hey, Brother Dave, I'm over here from Indiana, man. Peace, man. Okay. I'm almost home. I was trying to make it, but I didn't make it, man. Peace.
Don't worry about it. Don't rush it, brother. You know, we're just going to sign out anyhow. Brother Rack, I gotta go to the doctor tomorrow, but hit me up in the morning. Peace, y'all. Good night. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.